Potential changes to how proposed and future developments in the Glendale area will adapt to their close proximity to the Niagara District Airport is a matter that remains up in the air. An update was provided at Tuesday's Committee of the Whole planning session regarding a meeting between the town and representatives from Transport Canada, NAV Canada, and the Niagara District Airport late last year. The meeting resulted from a motion passed by Council in June with a number of recommendations attached to it with regard to several large developments that are proceeding through our planning process, which require approvals by Transport Canada for building heights that exceed the airport zoning requirements. A study or full review of policies is to be undertaken by the Airport Commission, said Planning Director Kirsten McCauley. Interim Chief Administrative Officer Bruce Sveniga said the meeting with town officials was a chance to get clarity on what is being studied, such as potential changes in flight paths. "This is a necessary task regarding the larger picture at the airport, which is funded through the municipalities of Niagara-on-the-Lake, Niagara Falls, and St. Catharines," said Sveniga. The October meeting saw the discussion of areas in Glendale affected by Transport Canada regulations. The information report received by the Planning Committee Tuesday also included the possibility of future height restrictions that may be imposed on Glendale properties, the effect of the Garden City Skyway's twinning on the area, and the timing of potential changes and improvements. "I think our goal is to really understand the process and report back to Council and to anyone who has any interest in the lands that are impacted," said Sveniga. Once initiated, the review could take 3 to 5 years to complete. The discussion with Transport Canada and NAV Canada was largely prompted by a massive proposed expansion at White Oaks Resort, which has received several approvals from the town, but still depends on a height exemption request that will need to be given as part of the review process. This project could include 4 buildings ranging from 17 to 25 stories in height and is subject to the proposed exemption through Transport Canada. This would give the development a pass related to a current height restriction of 16 stories. The town approved the project in June, after reversing a previous decision the same month to turn it down. The White Oaks project is expected to include 810 units within those 4 buildings, 1,510 square meters of ground floor commercial space, and more than 1,000 parking spaces in a garage and underground structure. Council approved the Glendale Secondary Plan late last month. At Tuesday's meeting, Gary Burrows asked if developers with plans in the Glendale area are being kept in the loop related to the ongoing discussions related to airport policies. "We have kept them informed through the process," said McCauley.